This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وبعد Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Weekend workshop, two-day workshop. I say it's a two-day workshop, so please come back tomorrow and don't run away, even if it's boring. For arranging this program, inviting me and all of you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability to discuss things which are. Beneficial for us and we can implement it in our lives. This is a very important topic. Everyone's received a copy. Yes? The word marriage is written, highlighted in like big writings. Just to pull you guys. I actually didn't have the title marriage. There's no one from the organization. Okay, I can say this. I never had the title marriage in the word marriage in the title of this course. I actually named it Protecting the Relationship or Protecting the Marital Relationship, Dealing with Marital Conflicts and Separation/Divorce. But then the organizers thought that we need to, in Canada, everyone just loves marriage. So we have to put marriage in big writings. People don't look at like the small, you know, marriage is highlighted quite a lot. And then it says protecting the relationship. So still people might read that. But people don't want to read dealing with marital conflicts and separation/divorce. And that's what the course is really about. Divorce and separation is something that we should talk about. Everyone needs to talk about it. People get scared. It happens so frequently, but everyone's scared about it. It's a taboo word. It's like there's some words that people don't like to ever speak about. Like jihad, for example. You can't, like, they say the J word. I had a talk once here in Toronto, many, many years ago. I attended this RIS conference a couple of times, 7-8 years back. So the title they gave me was the J word. That's the title they put, the J word, and then there was some description underneath it, I can't even remember now. this is what we're going to talk about. Marriage, you can't talk about separation, divorce, unless you talk about marriage, and you can't talk about marriage unless you talk about separation, divorce, and problems and conflicts, and it all comes together. So, we will talk about this topic. It's not like a marriage course from the beginning of marriage. And I remember that actually this is my third time I'm delivering a workshop here at this event approximately 1, 2, 3 years ago. I remember in this same hall we had a weekend workshop on marriage. Did anybody attend that? Just out of interest, brother Liam, two brothers, mashallah. Any of the sisters? Yes, there's some sisters' hands, mashallah. So this is a continuation, and that was 2 years ago. And then last year, I remember I delivered a workshop on tarbiyah, upbringing of children. You attended that. So this is like a continuation of the first course. Protecting the relationship, dealing with marital conflicts and separation and divorce. So we will inshallah try to cover all the points which are mentioned here, and I will try to explain them and look at them in a lot of detail. Someone snoring. You got a spouse and that snores. I'm sorry for you. It's not a problem. It's okay. Struggles and hard work. This is the reason why much reward has been promised in relation to marriage. Just like everything else in our life, we have to remember that marriage also has or entails struggles and problems and difficulties and hardship. This dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is a world in which we have yusr ma'al usr. We all know Surah Al-Nashrah, right? Inna ma'al usri yusra. Hardship, difficulty with bliss. There's three worlds. Jannah, paradise, is where there's just only bliss and happiness. This is why the Quran says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. About, if you look in the Quran, Allah talks about Jannah many times, describing this. The Quran will see, Allah says, you'll get this in Jannah, you'll get bananas in Jannah, وفاكهتم, you know, all these things, and you will get Jannat in Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, and there'll be streams. The ultimate Jannah, you know, of course, the sight and the vision of Allah is the greatest ni'mah, but in terms of the ni'am that's given to us, this is why many ayat, verses, Allah says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Contemplate on that. That in paradise,